This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The All-Star game is right around the corner. They have two more series. They have a series against the Brewers that starts tonight at 8:10 p.m. And then after that, they have a series against the White Sox to really wrap things up before the All-Star game festivities start. Mitch Keller yesterday, 8 innings, 6 strikeouts. I heard you on your show, Callis, and I'm kind of right with you. Like, I wanted to come in here after my week off and be like, okay, the Pirates are right in the thick of things. They've done the necessary things to keep them alive, but they did exactly what they've been doing all year. They split series against the Mets. They lose games that they need to win. They blow starts of guys like Paul Skenes. I mean, they just, it is so hard to get in line with this Pirates team, and we still have no answer or even an inkling or even a feeling on if they're going to buy before the deadline, or what are they going to add? Do they need to add? If they do add the one piece or two pieces, will that be enough? I mean, it is just, it's mind-boggling, but at the same time, it's not mind-boggling. Like, it's just, I...
You felt like you expected it, but you also want them to be better.
Yes.
They're playing as you might have expected them to play, but you want them to be better because it feels like they're closer because every team's in it this season.
You know what, Kallis? I was looking on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, and after yesterday's game, and some big names, that are affiliated with MLB Network, that are affiliated with Major League Baseball, that are former players that have big names. And I saw a lot of consensus around what they were tweeting. And these are things, and I know we're talking about Twitter, but like, these are things that haven't happened in a long time. The people are talking about the Pirates outside of Pittsburgh.
And I think Skenes has a lot to do with that.
He does have a lot to do with that. But at the same time, I saw a consensus of people saying, people that have a voice in baseball say that, man, if the Pirates would just add and spend some money, that they could be very, very dangerous.
Did you hear my counter to them trading or adding?
No, I didn't.
I think that they're looking at the standings, and I'm going to call like 7 games back as my threshold. All the American League teams, but 4 of them, are within 7 games. All the National League teams, minus 2 of them, are 5 games back of a wild card spot. So that leaves you with 6 potential sellers by the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the teams that are in contention right now are going to wave the white flag.
Right.
You're not getting veteran help from most of the teams in Major League Baseball right now. I know as Pirate fans, we wouldn't wave the white flag. We wouldn't send, well, maybe we might send Chapman, bad example. But we wouldn't send, like, Rowdy at this point the way he's hitting.
Right.
We wouldn't send off, Reynolds. We wouldn't send off any of those veterans. Like, think about that. Why would any other team sell some of their biggest names.
That is a great point. That is a great point, and I don't have the answer for that. But in order to sell and in order to acquire, you have to be willing to negotiate. Like, if you really want something, it doesn't even matter if it's baseball, it could be in life. You have to be willing to persuade. So whether you have the mentality that, oh, everybody is in it and who's going to be willing to sell by the deadline because everybody feels they're in it, there's always – people will always answer the phone if the price is right, if it's a right situation.
But it's got to be the right prospect to the point where, like, the prospect you're trading away to them is worth giving up one of their stable pieces.
Right, right.
So you're right, the price is right, but it's going to be – right now it's going to be a hefty price because winning is in high demand right now.
Well, I mean, it should be in a higher demand for you. Winning is in a high demand in with all these teams, right? Is that what you're saying? Winning
is in a high. There's a surplus of winning right now.
Yes,
and it's in high demand. Well, winning's always in high demand. That was.
But, I get what you're saying, though.
There's a surplus of winning, though.
Yeah,
all but six teams are within wild card distance.
Yes,
or any playoff spot.
Yes,
all but six teams.
Okay, but okay. So then that comes down to this. Do the Pirates think that their window is now? Because if it is, then you have to be willing to go out and get what you think that could make that window, make the appropriate moves for that window to stay open. And how are the other teams feeling about their window right now? Could their window be next year?
Well, to cite Charrington's comments as well, he said every season is precious.
Every season is precious. It's precious for everybody. Right. But, okay, is your window different than some other team's window? Or are they just going to go for it right now? Or are they a young team and thinking like, oh, maybe we're a year away, and if we get a couple prospects, then next year will be our window?
I mean, we've talked about this before, too. I've said this plenty of times. Who out there right now is even good enough to tip the balance in the Pirates' favor to the point where they can actually go on a winning streak and get back into the thick of the race?
I agree.
It's such a weird season, Dorn.
It is a very weird season. I mean, not one or two guys are going to do that. But it is also, for you as Pittsburgh Pirates, like, the rental thing is out the window. Like, I never even thought that was a good idea whenever, we were talking about this maybe a month or two ago. But if somebody or two guys that you can get that can be staples in your lineup for next year and the year after, if you have some control over them, like, if you can give up young prospects that are maybe in the same position, position-wise on the field, as somebody you could trade for that you could have for a while that could be a part of this mix that you have right now, like, maybe it isn't this year, but at least that you went for it to know that it's going to be maybe this year and possibly next year too. Like, I don't know. Like, that's why we're not getting paid the big bucks and we're not Ben Charrington to make these decisions. But at the same time, I do know that if you want something, you got to go get it. And you can't sit on your hands. And you can't say, this team, they're still in it. Oh, well, this team, they feel like, their record is kind of similar to ours, so they're probably not going to. How do you know if you don't pick up the phone and call?
Well, I mean, we don't know he's not. I'm just saying that, like, maybe he is, but the return that they're going to get is not worth selling off some of their top prospects. And I don't know that the Pirates are also willing, like, the Pirates, none of the teams seem like sellers and none of the teams seem like buyers. You can make an argument for both sides that they're, and it's not great talk radio when you talk about that, like, we're in the middle here, but that's what this situation is with Major League Baseball. Everybody's in the middle, and it's really difficult. Maybe he has tried. We don't know.
No, yeah, you're right.
Maybe he has tried, but, like, the reality of this situation is everybody's pulling at the rope very equally right now, and there's not a great, margin between all the teams. So I can understand how nothing's getting done at this point because no team wants to do anything because everybody's so close.
So basically you have to rely on what you have. And is that good enough?
And I would argue no. Unless that was a teaser and I ruined it. Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't at all. It was a legit question.
I also don't think they're good enough constructed right now to push through. They've got to dig deep and find something within to make that work. But they've proven that they haven't been able to go on a streak. Now, I don't know how that's going to get more likely. They're going to go on a run after the All-Star break or after the deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.